Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Kelly. This received your endorsement.
Yes. This video.
This video.
Is hilarious. If you are dating, honestly, I think this goes for, you know, any person who's dating right now. But this person is, she's a lady, and she is being asked repeatedly by a guy, come over, hang out, you know, Netflix and chill kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And she explains how that makes her feel and the way that she decided to handle the situation, which, yes, I fully endorse.
I have decided to start being a thief. So there's been this guy that's been keeping, he keeps asking me to come to his house. And I keep saying, like, let's go out, let's do this. And after a while, I just stopped saying stuff because I'm not coming to your house. And then yesterday night, he was like, yeah, come to my house. I'm going to cook for you. So I'm like, yeah, sure. So I went over to his house and I bought back some goodies. He left to go get some alcohol. He asked me what my favorite alcohol was. And I was like, yeah, I'm not drinking. I had mimosas yesterday morning. I had brunch. So he left to go to the liquor store to go get some liquor to make some drinks. And I'm going to tell y'all what I got from his house. So I'm a sucker for Coke Zero.
She rated the fridge.
Two cans of Coke Zero.
Not just two.
Two more cans.
I got four of these. I got some knives because
I ran out. She's stealing silverware?
I got right. Some knives because I ran out.
By the way, we're running out of forks at our house. And I think that the same thing is happening at our house with the kids. All of the small forks are gone.
Mm-hmm. Just go to your neighbor's house.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Go shopping.
I think I'd be throwing my silverware in the trash can, to be honest. So I got some knives. I hear this sauce is really good.
She went grocery shopping. Yes. I think it's obnoxious to take sodas and spaghetti sauce, but that's not that big of a deal. I got to draw the line at silverware.
You just wait.
Just wait.
Oh, no.
To quote Hamilton, just you wait.
Yeah, okay.
So
no
I wanted
line.
To try it. Now he has sauce, but no pasta. So I'm going to have to figure out what kind of pasta this will go on. If anybody has any suggestions.
Yeah, any pasta, stupid. It's pasta sauce.
Why don't you steal a cookbook while you're at it?
Jesus.
This is carbone arrabbiata.
Aviato.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it's spaghetti sauce. Guys,
I stocked up on some toilet tissue. I just had two of them.
He's got the good stuff, too.
Yeah. Oh, those are
like, yeah, that looks like, yeah, strong quilted Northern.
Those come with a little bear to wipe your butt with.
The Charmin,
that's a mega roll lasts 30 days longer or whatever.
Yeah, that's a big roll.
I just had two of them. I don't know why I didn't get more. I was running low on space in my bag.
She does have a very big bag.
It's
right?
Gigantic.
Made for stealing.
It's a huge tote. Yeah, like it's the size of one that you could use to take to the beach. Mm-hmm. A couple of towels and stuff.
And then he had some Clorox stain remover. Some of my
satin shirt. She took his laundry detergent? This poor guy.
I love it.
He just wants to hang out with this girl, and she's ripping him blind.
Some of my satin shirts have stains in them, and you can't use actual bleach. It says it's bleach-free. So
you can't get that in stores.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will work. And then I got some shot glasses. I never thought to buy shot glasses, but
he did.
Oh yeah,
I got some shot glasses.
Yeah, like a 4-pack of them.
And then when I looked under his cabinet,
here you go. Hot Wings is about to lose his damn mind.
Man, I am already furious.
Not
at
yet.
This whole thing.
You think you are?
And then when I looked under his cabinets, he had a brand new blender.
She stole his blender?
A brand new blender.
A brand new blender. It's never been opened. So wow. So I got a blender too. It's like one of those bullet blenders. Anyways, yeah, I think you should just start stealing.
I love it. I love it so much.
Of course you would.
If you had some dude over, because you said this works for anybody in the dating world.
Yeah.
And he ripped you off like this, you'd go, well, he got me.
That's funny.
Honestly, I don't know what I'd do because I shop at Costco, so I do have a lot of toilet paper. I have knives, you know, so if he took 5 or 6 of them, I'm like, how often are you actually using a butter knife?
Take whatever he wants.
I definitely have appliances. Like, I have one of those veggie spiralers that I never use, ever. Yeah. You know, that's under, and it's in a box under my, one of my cabinets somewhere, and there's plenty of other stuff. Like,
what if they took your banjo?
I haven't played it in a couple of weeks.
So that's fine.
But that thing was expensive. I'd be pissed about that, actually.
Oh, okay.
That was expensive.
As opposed to these free things that were stolen from
I mean, the most expensive thing there is a blender he's not using.
He hasn't used yet. He might have bought it like a day before. He might have been, you know, wanting like, oh, a second date. I might use this to make some other drinks.
Yeah.
So, that's what he bought for the second date.
Yeah. Who knows?
Gonna make pina coladas.
Maitland, you endorse this?
I do.
No,
you do
come
not.
On. You do not. You're the most rule book person in the room.
What? Look, if Maitland and I came in here and we were both single and both dating and told y'all, man, this guy has been inviting me over and I've been saying no and I've been saying no. And finally, you know what? I said yes.
To steal.
I stole all this and I brought it in here. You can't tell me y'all wouldn't love that.
Oh, I'd still use whatever you brought in and be glad you did it. Like, you know, if that's where our floor toaster came from, I'd be like, well, Kelly stole from a guy, but I do like toast. I like bread that's chemically changed.
I would not. I will not use your filthy blood date goods.
Yeah, for me, it would have to be that, like, he was pestering me and I finally came over and I'm like, all right, I'll give in. You're giving it up.
Mm-hmm. No, but you're still in the wrong. Oh, he's pestering you, and then just block him. If you don't like him that much, don't go, no. She still wanted to go out. She goes, let's go out for drinks or go to a restaurant or so. She just didn't want to go to his house, and that's fine. But to relent and then go, I'm just going to steal? And
like
it's a
it.
Guy. She probably took all of his knives. Like you said, oh, if I was like lost 5 forks because you're a girl, you have like 1,000 of them probably. But as a guy, those are probably the only knives he has.
I know. She took like 10. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Like the set.
I'd still do it.
So let me get this straight. This text says, Kelly hates billionaires, but loves thieves.
Yeah. Who you think they're stealing from? That man is knife rich. He's got a blender he bought and never even used.
The double down has taken place.
He's not rich. He has a Walmart brand blender.
I bet that man thought that was funny. I bet he did.
I bet he didn't.
I bet he did. I bet he reached out to her. She posted it on TikTok. I bet he reached out to her and was like, I was wondering what the hell happened to my knives.
This text. Can I get this girl's number? I have a lot of small appliances and I don't like cleaning my place out. I haven't touched them in years. I would love to have her on a
perfect
date.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in some cases it could really work out.
Can you imagine at Hot Wings' house? She's like, I got like 200 copies of magazines from 1994.
Oh, yeah. She could get a lot of magazines.
Bunch of cassette tapes with something called FBHW on them.
Yeah, I got a lot of those, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
we're loaded with those. We're cassette tape rich at our house, too.
Yeah.
Don't have a cassette player or any interest in listening to those.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got them all, and I can't throw them away.
I think the only thing, because she stole things out of the kitchen, right? So I'm sticking to the kitchen here.
Oh, you won't go into the laundry room to steal detergent
for
your
sandwich?
Yeah, that's
okay,
expensive, too.
Okay, let's include the kitchen, the laundry room, and the bathroom, because she stole toilet paper. So if you're going to steal those out of my house, the things that I would be the most upset about, there's only two. It's the one pan I use for everything. Mm-hmm. I love this one pan. I would be devastated. And the second thing would be if you stole one of my SodaStream bottles, because I use that thing like it's going out of business.
Now, he could call the cops on her, right? I mean, she just confessed to absolute theft.
Could, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really? it's petty.
Yes.
What do you mean, really?
Yeah. You invited her over.
They're not
That's
gifts.
Not how
she
inviting someone
them.
Over works. This is flabbergasting. Okay. I am the kind of gasted that's flabbered.
Yeah.
So that's the type of gasted I am.
So if I have a plumber over, I invited them into my house, but it's okay for them to leave with my bike?
No, but you invited him over to do work. You're paying him hourly. Honestly,
I don't care.
But you invited somebody
over. He invited her over to do work, too.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's how she paid herself.
She didn't do it.
Yeah. She had a job to do. Maybe two.
You could call the police and tell them, like, hey, this woman I pestered to come over finally came over and she stole toilet paper
yes.
and knives.
You could say that. You could say, you hello, police. Could. I'm an awful man. I goaded her and nagged her and made it so that she would finally come over to my house just to get me to leave her alone. I'm awful. I was going to try to have sex with her and never call her again. And I wasn't going to care about her orgasm. But anyway, before I did all of those terrible things that make me the worst, these are the items she stole. Here is her confession. Go arrest her.
Mm-hmm.
And they go arrest her.
Mm-hmm.
I would be sad if I got arrested over that.
I bet you would.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you, Kelly?
Yeah.
Because I'm just over here trying to stock up, you know? trying to be resourceful. You guys over here calling me a thief.
She started with, let's steal, and then ended with, be a thief, everyone.
I think he started it, honestly. He was asking for it.
He was asking for it. Are you victim blaming?
Yeah, 100%.
No.
It's fun, isn't it?
No.
It is. No. It's nice to know what
it feels
like.
I bet
he
was wearing
like.
Clothes that made her
yeah.
think it's okay.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like a burglar costume. If you go on a date with a man and he's dressed like Hamburglar, you're allowed to steal from him.
Yeah. Honestly, you invite somebody over to your house, you've pestered them, okay? And then you leave when they get there to go to the store. What do you expect?
That is a bad look.
Like, what
I mean,
do you
I wouldn't expect my house to get robbed, but.
That's not robbing. That's not robbing.
It's a 100% robbed.
It's grocery shopping.
It's.
Okay, so if you take those things from a store, would you expect to be able to walk out because they invited you in? They're always running ads saying, come to our store.
Yeah. That's a
come
store.
Come on in.
Is silverware groceries?
Yeah, you can buy
is
them at
a blender
grocery store.
Groceries? You can buy them at a grocery store. They are not groceries, though.
Well, I would call them groceries if you can buy them at a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you $250 cash if you can go get all of those things out of a Walmart today. Without getting caught.
I'm not going to steal from a store.
You can steal from corporations.
So you won't steal from a corporation or a billionaire, but you would steal from a poor guy who just really likes you and wants to have you over?
I don't know if he's poor. She didn't talk about his finances.
He is poor. His blender is from Walmart.
And never used. He bought a blender and he never used it. Sounds like he's just got money lying
around.
Sounds
like he makes terrible decisions.
I'm seeing the kitchen in her apartment or house, and she's not destitute. That's a nice room. She didn't need to steal that stuff. She might have more than him.
You never know.
Well, she definitely has more than him now.
I don't know. I think, you know, if you're going to get pestered and then leave somebody, or you're going to pester somebody and then leave them all alone at your house, it's not Walmart. It's not Food Lion. We ain't talking about Kroger here. You know?
So you won't steal from
No, I'm not going to steal from a store. No, but would I steal from somebody like that in this particular situation? Absolutely. You don't ever go to your parents' house as a kid and be like, as a college kid especially, and be like, oh, hell yeah, mom's got extra of this and take it?
Well, I would ask.
I've never taken their silverware. I've never taken appliances without asking.
Oh, I definitely have.
This doesn't surprise me at all.
This is like when Tommy said the S word on the air and kept telling us during the break, that was my fault. Yeah, we know.
Hell.
We know.
Hell, you bought.
We're in the future, too.
You bought your dad a paddleboard and stole it before you even gave it to him.
Okay, I did. You're right.
You gifted it to him and stole it.
And then I sent him one directly to his house.
When he comes to visit you next time, your family. They are welcome to take anything they want home.
They can. They absolutely just not my SodaStream bottle or my favorite pan.
Why
please.
Not?
Because that
guy
is
didn't
my favorite.
Get a choice.
Those
yeah, that might have been his favorite knives.
What if that was his favorite fully boxed appliance and he was going to sell it when it became famous?
Honestly, he should have thought about that before he left her at the house all by herself.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely shouldn't have left her alone.
Yeah. See, thank you. Now you're coming around.
No. No. I'm stopping short of he was asking for it.
Next time Hot Wings invites us over, I'm just going to, every time you invite me over, I'm going to steal one thing and I'm going to bring it to the studio.
You could definitely do that.
Yeah, put it in his pile. He'll be like, what the duck at here?
Yeah, that Instant Pot you wouldn't give me. I had to steal one from your ex-wife. How many times do you use that?
She basically got his anyway. Yeah.
It's still never been used.
I know. See? That's the type of person you can steal from, folks.
Yeah, it's just keeping a nice space on the shelf. It looks good with the organization.
I'm going to text your girlfriend and tell her and her daughter, hey, start stealing things. See if he notices.
Already on it.
Oh, she's already doing it. She already grocery shops at my house.
See, and you love her.
Yeah, but I've seen her boobs. I've seen her boobs.
You get hot wings on board.
Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Race to savings now at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries ready for your next project. Power up your devices with Energizer batteries. Nothing outlasts the long-lasting power of Energizer Ultimate Lithium batteries. Right now, get a four-pack of lithium batteries for $9.99 through February 14th. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on all your battery needs at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.